Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome to another episode of Straight Talk. Thank you for joining us again. We've been very busy here at the NFB Jernigan Institute. We've had 800 people through here recently for the memorial celebration of Dr. Betsy Zaborowski, our first executive director. And you can view a video tribute that we put together and also hear the audio of the full two-hour program by visiting our website, nfb.org, and going to the Jernigan Institute pages. There's a number of other exciting activities going on, and of course, we've just been through the time of our annual National Federation of the Blind Washington Seminar, where we present the legislative agenda of blind Americans to the Congress. And so I invite you to go to our website and learn more about that. One of the activities we had during our Washington Seminar was a very important press conference, which is our topic here today. You will remember the first episode ever of Straight Talk was with Jim Gashel, and it talked about the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, which I have here. This now is classic technology. We have made some important advancements in our collaboration between the National Federation of the Blind and Kurzweil in the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader Technology Company. And Jim Gashel is back to join us to tell us about the exciting new developments with this reading machine and the possibilities it will hold for blind people in the future. So please come with me and let's talk to Jim Gashel. Jim Gashel, welcome again to Straight
Hi.
Talk.
Nice thanks to be here.
Thanks Thank for
you.
Coming.
Thank you.
You know, you were here on the first episode
yes,
ever.
I was.
And
yes.
So we're very excited to have you here again. Of course, many of our viewers will be familiar. Jim Gashel, you were the longest standing employee of the National Federation of the Blind, 34 years, and now you've moved over to be the Vice President of Business Development for the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reading Technology Company. And so we're pleasure to have you here and to talk about some exciting new developments. So, Jim, I'll let you jump right in.
Well, since our first Straight Talk, and that was about a year ago, we've redesigned our reader entirely, and it's really a pleasure to be on the show again to talk about it. We have the KNFB Reader Classic, which is the reader we showed last time.
Right.
And now we've announced on January 28th the KNFB Reader Mobile, and that's what I'm holding in my hand. It is what it looks like. It's a cell phone, but it's a lot more than a cell phone. It's a cell phone that is
no
talking to you at
today.
The moment. Can be used as a fully functioning phone. You can do your email on it. You can visit websites on it. You can do global positioning with it. It has a radio in it. It has a music player in it. You can get podcasts on it. It does not make the coffee in the morning, unfortunately. But in addition to that, it runs software, which we call the KNFB Reader Mobile.
Excellent.
And should I just launch the reader?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's do it. I have a cable in here, so the viewers and listeners should hear this. I'm going
Context
to launch the reader.
Context 106.
Hello, I'm the KNFB Reader Mobile.
And people
Ready.
Who are familiar with the Classic
reader
will
window.
Recognize what that sounds exit. Like when it
yeah.
starts up.
Very fast.
And we're actually at the Ready prompt. The Ready prompt means we can take pictures. And we use the camera of the phone, and I have a document in front of me. It's a presidential report from the National Federation of the Blind Convention, our president, Dr. Mark Maurer. I'm just going to snap a picture of this document.
Taking picture.
Picture has snapped, and at that point I can move the camera.
Reprocessing picture and books, articles and labels format. Camera's 3 degrees counterclockwise relative to the page.
So it sounds a lot like the Classic.
Expanding the limits. The uncertainty of exploration. Proceeding to a specific location is a journey. Progressing to an unidentified destination is adventure. In other words, if you know where you're going, it's travel. If you don't, it's exploration. Traveling often requires determination, energy, fortitude, and resourcefulness. But exploration also demands intuition, faith, a tolerance for uncertainty, the willingness to embrace change, and the recognition that the object being sought cannot always be defined with precision.
So that's about 100% accuracy.
Yeah, it seems like it was written just for that.
It's a very good reader.
So that's pretty great. You pulled it out of your pocket, booted it up, took a picture, all within a less than a minute. Now, can it do more than just read a piece of paper?
Well, it certainly can. That's a speech. I brought some money.
Oh, excellent.
We can try some money.
Good.
Yeah, money. We use a little different technique on the money. Now I'm going to take this picture of the money.
Taking picture.
Okay. Picture snapped.
Detecting orientation. Processing U.S. currency image. Please wait. $20.
Okay. Now, struggling financial technology company here is my last 20. We can actually show you what the money, the orientation of the bill. And we have a little command. It sounds like this.
$20. The image is rotated left. The bill is front side up.
So if you want to orient money to go in a bill acceptor machine.
Excellent. That's great.
That's a good way to do it.
That's outstanding.
I always like to demonstrate. There's one picture I take first thing in the morning, especially when I stay in a hotel and I want to distinguish the caffeinated coffee from the decaf coffee.
Right.
Our reader would not do this a year ago when I was on Straight Talk, but it will now.
Excellent.
And this reader will do this. Let me be sure I'm ready. And here we go.
Taking picture.
Okay.
See if this is the one we want.
Reprocessing picture and books.
Right.
Articles,
this is a coffee
format.
Bag, standard for what
cameras
you might get at a hotel.
Relative to the page. Text cut off on top.
It even tells us
Act
when we...
Four.
Here we
the
go.
The gourmet bean. I now you are just seconds away from a wonderful cup of 100% Arabica coffee.
There you
that
go.
Magnificent aroma. Rich. Dark brew, I smooth taste, the warm feeling you.
Well, so you get the idea.
Yeah,
that's 100% pure ground coffee, and that's the one I'm always looking for.
Good advertising there.
Yes. So I think we've come a long ways in the last year. I mean, we announced the classic, the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, and now here we are a year later actually running on a cell phone.
That's tremendous. So, again, it's not just a reader. It has many more functions. It could be used simply as a reader if that's all that you wanted, but you could do as much more with it as you might want.
It's very convenient. You know, you can carry it around in a purse or a bag or your pocket. Our classic, you could carry it in your pocket, but you'd be making perhaps a fashion statement that you didn't want to make.
Right.
In this case, you can just take it anywhere. And that's what I say. Just don't leave home without it.
Excellent. Now, before we talk about the price and where you can get it, you know, Jim, can you talk a little bit about the important role that blind people have played in helping to steer the further development of this technology?
Well, this technology would not have happened were it not for the National Federation of the Blind. We started a 32-year relationship with Ray Kurzweil back in 1975, and that continues. Ray is an expert in pattern recognition and how computers can see things and then interpret them and convert them into other formats, such as speech. And he's also, he tracks trends in the development of technology, and I would say in 2002, he told us that it would take about 4 years for miniature computers to evolve to the point where, and digital cameras to develop to the point where they could serve as a reading machine.
Right.
Well, the National Federation of the Blind then teamed up with Ray, and we created a joint project where we were the consumer population. We tested that technology. We had 400 users of the original Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. We've had quite a number of users of the KNFB Reader Mobile as we've prepared to launch this product. So we placed blind people foremost in the testing of this technology before it's released to the public.
Excellent. Now, one of the things that people think about these days with cell phones is, gosh, you know, I'm worried that I won't be able to tell the buttons apart. I mean, people make these flat screens and that sort of thing. Is that an issue with this phone?
Well, this is a very tactile cell phone. And people who've watched Straight Talk in the past remember Betsy Zabrowski. She used to talk about cell phones in not too nice a terms a lot of times because she could not feel the buttons on them. Right. I think she would find this to be very tactile. These buttons just jump out at you.
Yeah.
On any cell phone I've looked at, they are the most tactile that I've ever seen. So the standard telephone keypad is very distinguishable, all the buttons.
Excellent. So can you talk to us about the price? I recognize this is an improvement price-wise, better technology at a lower price.
It certainly is. You know, we're following the trend here. Things are getting faster, smaller, and less expensive. This technology, the cell phone itself, sells for around $600. I think if people look online, maybe they can find a bargain and you can buy this phone. It is the Nokia N82 cell phone. It's one of the newest phones out on the market.
Okay.
It has all the capabilities that you could want, as I've described. And then, in addition to that, you buy our software, which is the KNFB Reader Mobile software. And that software sells for $1,595.
Okay. So, Jim, if people have the KNFB Reader Classic, is there an option for them to upgrade to the mobile?
Well, there is. And Ray said going way back, Ray Kurzweil is the CEO of our company, and he's made a commitment that we would have a very favorable upgrade path. We have that in the upgrade from the KNFB Reader Classic to the KNFB Reader Mobile. And for $500, if somebody brings back their Classic, we will upgrade them to the Mobile. All they have to do is buy the phone, and they have a fully functioning brand new reader.
Fantastic. Quite a deal.
It is a very good deal. And purchases are made through dealers affiliated with KNFB Reading Technology. We have a list of authorized dealers, and all you need to do is go to our website, which is www.knfbreader.com, and go to the How to Purchase page.
Okay.
And you'll find that dealers are listed by state. We cover the entire United States and several foreign countries. And just look us up. Find a dealer, contact them, and you too can be the owner of a KNFB Reader Mobile.
Excellent. And then to use the other features of the phone, you need another piece of software to do that, is that
you
right?
would probably want, depending on if the person is or is not blind, but if you are unable to read the screen of the phone, you would also want an access software program. This is available through most of our dealers. It's not software that we develop, but there are two different programs that provide access to the screen so you can find your contacts and read your contacts or listen to your email or use all of the other phone capabilities that we mentioned.
And for those who might be using some vision, that the screen does allow you to read the document that you've just snapped a picture of, is that right?
That's a good point, Mark. That's right. This is different from the KNFB Reader Classic, which was audio only. But in this case, on our screen, you can see the print displayed as you hear the voice.
Excellent.
And so it's definitely a good reader for people with reading challenges. and maybe need an audio and visual reading assistant to help in tracking print. It's also a large print reader, so you can set the size of the print.
Excellent.
We have three choices, small, medium, and large. And the large print is very, very large. You can also landscape the screen so that the screen is really a nice long line.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it sounds like the development of this technology really has taken into account many of the dreams and desires of blind people and people with low vision, and that we can only expect better things in the future from this product. That's very exciting. Is there anything else, Jim, you would like to share with our viewers about the future of the technology and the KNFB Reader company?
Well, KNFB Reading Technology is dedicated to bringing for blind people and people with learning disabilities and others who just may need something to assist them in reading. We're dedicated to bringing the best available technology into your hand. We're going to be doing other things other than just reading over time. We've demonstrated, in fact, facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
We've demonstrated how the reader can recognize objects, how the reader could read signs. In fact, even the version that we're showing now,
mm-hmm.
I've been reading some indoor signs with this reader.
Excellent.
So we will be working on optimizing the reader to read more than just documents and actually to see things. I would say that we are at the beginnings of artificial vision here with this reader, and KNFB Reading Technology is in the forefront of making this happen.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to getting my hands on a reader and finding out what we can do with it and maybe helping steer the future development. And I encourage individuals out there to do the same. Of course, this all started with a partnership between the Jernigan Institute and Ray Kurzweil, so we are very excited to see the further development. And certainly, it's a pleasure to have you back here. Again, I'd point people to the website, www.knfbreader.com, for more information. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah.
www.nfb.org, 410-659-9314.